completely critical, right? From you know, what are the things that would have changed it? Mark Stewart not being so willing to be back. That was a big one for me. Like, you couldn't afford to have key pieces of guys like Mark say they wanted to play somewhere else. Those guys have to be invested in the team. So that was a really, really big one. The play of those other veteran guys, great dealers play. And we, you know what, we squeezed these guys and pushed some of the leaders and pushed some of the veterans toward the end. And then every time we did, they really responded. And I'm talking about the Boston game and the game in Phoenix and the game, the start of the game in Anaheim. When we got into the adversity throughout the season, veteran guys responded. And then, you know, in the conversations in my year-end meetings, and I've gotten fairly good over the years that knowing when a player is saying what you want to hear and when they're telling you what they mean and what they believe. And the core veteran guys, you know, want that direction. They like the focus of where we're going, and they just want to win. And they love playing for the Winnipeg Jets and what they've got. So what we've got to do is get this thing on track so that those kind of leaders want to be here when the time comes for them to make the decision. The Mark Stewart decision was a real positive step for the franchise and certainly a big indicator for me where the leaders are in the room.